have mercy, have mercy, have mercy. Have mercy, have mercy, have mercy, have mercy, have mercy. Have mercy, have mercy, have mercy, have mercy. Have mercy, have mercy, have mercy, have mercy, have mercy. Have mercy, have mercy, have mercy, have mercy. Have mercy, 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 have mercy,
bouquet, pick some straight from the ground, it's good dead anyway. Your favorite colors and 2D lovers, you've been keeping clean, living off plant feed and fertilizer. This one's a fighter. Surprised her. They look just like ya.
Now, enough, not feeling stuff, tough every time. You walk out the door, Hello, everyone. This is DJ Happy Tearway back at you. You were just listening to The Florist by Nilufer Yanya.
Yeah, we got DJ Beef Taco in the house, and happy to be with you this afternoon, this morning. And in the spirit of female empowerment, want to give a quick shout out to Olympian Chloe Kim, hanging out there in the slopes in Pyeongchang and impressing everybody with her wild snowboarding attempts. And something particularly hilarious about her run is that she's somebody who spends a lot of her time snowboarding and is obviously a really serious athlete and has dedicated an inhuman amount of time and effort to that particular skill. And what she had to say at the end of her run was that she was feeling hangry and she would like a sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich. So I like the unpretentiousness there, Chloe. And speaking of unpretentiousness, we're going to move to Mr. Twin Sister here on WMFO.
Thank you. Thank you.
Fantastic. Thank you, Courtney. Courtney Barnett, live at Electric Lady Studios. You guys want to do one more, dare I ask? Or?
All right, everyone. That was Courtney Barnett, one of my favorite songs by her. Maybe you heard of it, Avant Gardener. I wanted to let that studio recording play out because I think that even just in that little comment, you can sense the genuineness of Courtney Barnett. The first time I saw her in concert, she is such a chill, like, honest performer. She just, like, laid down on the stage and was, like, strumming on her guitar, like, looking up at the sky or the ceiling, whatever was in front of her. But just total honesty, and I just love that about her, her, like, colloquial style of, like, singing. And again, she shows, I think she's really vulnerable on, especially in that song, and one of my favorite things about her. So, so we're gonna move on to the next one. Thanks for listening in. Judas, you know the lonesome road. Don't you cry. All right. That was the beautiful, wonderful, amazing Esperanza Spalding with her song Judas. And I think we all have a little bit of Judas in us. Judas was the one, he sold out Jesus for 30 silver coins and betrayed him. But many argue that that particular action is what led to the crucifixion and subsequent resurrection of Jesus, which ultimately led to the salvation of humanity. So forgive yourself for your mistakes out there. This is DJ Beef Taco, and we're going to keep on rolling here in this hour with WMFO.
Are we on? Yep. So that song was called For Keeps by the group Gossip. Speaking of strong women, we're just throwing them at you today. That also...
A little Valentine's Day number for you.
Yeah, so that was off the album Music for Men. So all, you know, all men out there, I hope you are listening in. We are not playing For Keeps this Valentine's week. I definitely identify with that. I think my co-DJ, DJ Taco... Is it Taco?
DJ Beef Taco.
Beef Taco. I think she
Vegetarian
also,
extraordinaire.
Yeah.
Is swearing off meat and men this Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
So we've got some more coming at you. Just a little bit of time here left in the half hour. Let's investigate.
Hey, testing.
Wait, I don't know. Can you do mic three?
Ooh. Hello. Hi.
Oh, mic three is better.
Okay.
Mic three is better.
I guess I'll announce that quick one more time. All right, sorry. I think we had a little technical issue there. Mic four is not working. We're working on
that. Down with mic four.
Code red with the mic four. Okay. So what we were just listening to was we had
Gossip.
Gossip for Keeps. And that was off the album Music for Men. And men, I hope you were listening in. Because we had some good lyrics in there. I don't know if you heard what the song title was, but for not playing for keeps, that is my theme for this Valentine's week.
We are free birds flying in the wind, and you can't keep us.
Can't keep
unfortunately.
Us. Not playing that game.
Actually, you know what? Maybe we could play a song, Keep You.
Keep You?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So,
is it on here?
It's not, but... Luckily, many other things are happening in the world.
Wild Bell.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
All right. So this is Wild Bell. And, you know, it's kind of the converse to the last song that we heard. So hopefully you guys enjoy the little mismatch in theme. All right. Here we go. WMFO.
Wrong me twice.
Mic three?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Wild Bell.
Make sure you're talking into it.
Ah, yes. Still learning. Thank you, everybody.
Is my mic on, too? No.
Is the mic on? Yes,
it
is.
You get both of us? Okay. All right.
Both of us coming through loud and clear on that Wild Bell track.
Oh,
up to the red line.
Thank you.
Learning new stuff every minute.
Yeah, that's the only time you actually want to be in the red. Every other time, you're probably breaking the law or pushing your limits to some place where they probably shouldn't be. But this is exactly where we should be right now, hanging out with you in the studio.
Yeah, enjoying some nice, some good songs. I liked the, like, very, like, slow, but, like, I don't know, like, what is that word I'm looking for? Just the back and forth motion of that. I felt like I was, like, walking, like, on the beach or something, like, moving with the wind or
something. Like the beach on the moon.
The beach on the moon. Okay, so definitely not as normal as the beach. There's definitely another element going on with that.
Yeah, like the sand keeps dropping out from under you, or, like, gravity is turned on really high.
Or you your entire scene is turned upside down and you're walking upside down.
You're like, maybe. No, you're falling out of the sky onto the beach. Maybe.
Yeah.
Getting ready for your morning walk. So, yeah. Thank you, Wild Bell, for that beautiful imaginative dance. And we're going to come at you with another one here.
Oh, okay.
What do we...
Taking you to Big Thief.
Big Thief.
Nope.
Birth to your first life. You gave it.
All right. We are finishing out Lil Sevdaliza.
We're starting it again. But we're going to move on to the next one.
Just keep moving and grooving.
Okay. I'm going to put something a little more poppy on. Just mix it up, I guess.
Yeah, definitely.
With We Belong.
Thank you. You're not wired to have a response to this sound. You're neutral to it, and you can hear it repeatedly without feeling anything. But when we introduce a new stimulus, save the food, we've achieved pulling a natural or inborn response from you. Save the food. Why are we doing this, you may ask? Save the food. Because this ad is trying to change the world's behavior through brainwashing. Because 40% of all food in the US never gets eaten. Save the food. And that costs a family of four $1,500 a year. Save the food. Cha-ching. It's worsening climate change through the release of methane gas. Save the food. Cha-ching. And it's wasting precious natural resources like our fresh water. Save the food. Cha-ching. So when you hear this sound, don't be neutral. Rethink your behavior. Cook it, store it, share it. Just don't waste it. For tips and recipes, visit SaveTheFood.com. Brought to you by NRDC and the Ad Council.
All right, just a little reminder for all of us to be mindful about the food that we consume. Make sure not to waste it because it is valuable. And there are people in West Virginia who are starving.
And eat locally sourced because a lot of food, most of food waste is not happening on our end, even though we should do everything we can. But also changing just where you even get your food from can make a big difference. So the song we heard before that PSA was We Belong by RAC and Kate Herzig. Gotta love the interwoven strings in that song and the buildup at the end. Very beautiful.
Yeah.
Or fun.
Dramatic.
Dramatic, spicy.
Yeah, dreamlike. We're really dreaming today. and speaking of dreams, I dream of having something amazing to do in the not so distant future. So, Mary Kate, do we have any events coming up?
Haley, do I have an event for you? Let's talk about on-campus Tufts University events. We got a open mic night happening at the cafe in the campus center on 44 Pro Row. Any expression, anything you're feeling, any honest states you want to put to the stage, we have a spot for you. So please sign up online at the Res Facebook page or in the Res Cafe itself. We'll have a sign-up sheet up there. But anyway, we get such a variety every open mic night. So that, again, is this Thursday at 7:30 p.m. in the Res Cafe.
It's her birthday.
Oh, it's also my birthday. So come on out.
Come on out to the Res Cafe.
Coffee on us and entertainment on you. So,
okay. You couldn't see that because we're on the radio, but there was a little dab there that happened. So, all right. We are just about to close up here, but we've got a few more for you. Next up, we are going to hear from Amber Mark. She's got a lot of fun stuff going on for her. So hopefully you enjoy and take care.
I know it is hard to comprehend why won't you let me be in my head. Alone, I need to be so down. Straight up, come walking in. I tried to warn you many times. Now I don't wanna start a fight, but I can't go on this way. So why
some space.
Word to God, let's get it on. Yo, what up? Yo, this is Ghostface. You're listening to WMFO Medford 91.5. Y'all know what it is, one. With coke and a dollar bill.
To turn on the light, don't lap it, we'll be alright. Pull me out another phone, I'll ring and see if your friends are home. Perhaps the strange ones in the dome can lend us a book we can read up alone and try get it on like once before. Where people stared and Cobain's eyes and scored. Crash course for the rest. It's a driving Saturday. Young, the foreman prayed at work. Neither hands nor limbs would burst. It's hard enough to keep formation with this thought out saturation.
Okie dokie. We are clearly just getting used to this studio here.
That was a little intro to what's about to come next, your next show coming up, but with Brian.
Brian in the house. Crash course for the ravers. And this has been a crash course for us. We appreciate you sticking through with us.
Yeah, thank you so much. And thank you for being our first listeners on WMFO. I'm DJ Happy Tearwipe.
This is DJ Beef Taco. A little soft today, not too crunchy. And we are super thrilled to hopefully be joining you again in the future. So tune in, do not tune out, tune up your guitar, and go and sing in the band of life.
Yeah. And we're gonna throw on one last one for you. And that is gonna be,
we could play Nina Simone, a little yeah. Number from Nina.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cause you gotta do what you gotta do in life. And she certainly knew how to do that.
Okay.
All right.
All right, Nina
over and out,
everyone.
See me when you can.